This is WSKG News. I'm Sarah Gager.
We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes, sir.
That was Jeff Daniels as Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain in the movie Gettysburg. Many books and movies have been written about Chamberlain and his valiant success at Little Round Top, but very little has been said about the right end of the line, where Colonel David Ireland was with his regiment. Today, they're getting a little time in the sun. David Klutz is a historian and author, and he'll fill us in on an essential regiment from the Southern Tier.
Always happy to talk about my favorite regiment, the 137th New York.
The 137th New York and their leader, Colonel David Ireland, held down the right side of the line on Culp's Hill. Culp's Hill is actually two hills sloping down into a ditch or a swale. On the second day of the Battle of Gettysburg, General Lee and the Confederate Army attempted to get around the Union line. If an army can attack from the side, the whole line might break and run in a sort of domino effect. In the early evening, Ireland and his regiment were in the middle of the line with 9,000 other Union soldiers. Because of the massive attack on Little Round Top, men and resources were ordered to head west to help. Nothing was really happening at Culp's Hill anyway. But one general, General George Sears Green, ordered Ireland's men to stay and spread out to fill the space that was once held by an entire brigade. And there they were when the Confederate Army began their attack. The Confederate Army started up the upper slope of Culp's Hill, which wasn't the most effective plan.
Culp's Hill is very steep on the east slope, which is the way they were coming up.
And Green's men were able to keep behind their temporary defenses while shooting down at them. Ireland and his regiment had a much harder time.
Because down in the swale, it's relatively level facing them. So the Confederates coming up through there didn't have to contend with attacking up the slope.
Confederate regiments came up through the swale. More were firing down at them from the hill. Others were attacking from the south.
So here's Colonel Ireland. His men are taking fire from in front, from their right flank, and now from their rear. He needs help.
A staffer for Green had spotted a regiment coming up the Baltimore Pike, and so Green sent the 71st Pennsylvania, who turned right back around almost immediately after finding the 137th completely surrounded.
It's as if he said, New Yorkers, you're on your own. He just pulled out and left.
There was just over 1,000 Union troops to the Confederates' 4,000 or 5,000 soldiers. All the while, they're still being shot at. The 137th pivoted on their left flank and fell back to the south. The Union regiments near them feared they were breaking and running.
But the 137th didn't break and run. Colonel Ireland was a regular Army officer. He trained his men to regular Army standards. They would not break and run. They got back and they held. And when the commander of the 149th, who knew they were, he told his men, don't you move. They're not going to break. And they did, and the hill held.
Smoke from gunfire obscured the battlefield. The only real light was coming from the full moon and the sporadic flashes of muskets. Ammo was running out, so a captain of the 137th Regiment led a bayonet charge that ultimately pushed the Confederate soldiers back. The Union was able to fortify their line with more soldiers and ammunition for the next day. The hill held not only because of Colonel Ireland's leadership, but from the initiative of his men. These were men of the Southern Tier.
These were ordinary men. They were farmers, largely, from the farms of Tompkins County, Tioga County, and Broome County.
Some were shopkeepers, and one man was a tavern owner. And they got their Army training from Camp Susquehanna on Binghamton's south side. It would have been right around the corner from where the Park Diner is today. A sign marking the site of the camp and honoring Colonel Ireland and the 137th New York is going up Thursday in the Southside Park. Sarah Gager, WSKG News.